今天早上我们要继续看国度的真理。
This morning we'll continue to look at the truth of the kingdom.
昨天早上我们看了两方面。
Yesterday morning we look at the truth of the kingdom from two angles.
第一方面就是国度真理的重要性。
First, the importance of the truth of the kingdom.
我们的主和保罗都是非常注重国度。
Our Lord and Paul paid special attention to the kingdom.
我们也看了对于基督徒国度是重要的。
We also know to Christians this kingdom is very important.
第二方面我们看见了国度的性质。
Secondly, we look at the nature of the kingdom.
我们提到了三样的性质。
We mentioned three characters.
第一
First,
国度不在乎言语而在乎全能。
The kingdom is not a matter of talk, but of power.
第二
Second,
国度是圣洁的国度。
This kingdom is a holy nation.
第三，这个国度是神的爱子的国度。
This kingdom is provided by Jesus for those who love him.
也是爱神的人的国度。
Also a kingdom for those who love God.
今天我们再看另外三样国度的性质。
Let's take a look this morning at three more characteristics of this kingdom.
然后呢，我们要看基督徒对国度应该有的态度。
Then we'll talk about the proper attitude for Christians toward this kingdom.
现在请大家翻到希伯来书第十二章二十八节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28.
希伯来书第十二章二十八节。
Chapter 12, verse 28.
所以我们既得了不能震动的果，就当感恩，造神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神，因为我们的神乃是烈火。
Verse 28. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. For our God is a consuming fire.
这里告诉我们神的国是不能震动的国。
It tells us the kingdom of God cannot be shaken.
是建立到永远的国。
It's established till eternity.
这也是希伯来书一开始的时候所讲的。
This is also part of the introduction of Hebrews.
希伯来书第一章第八节。
Hebrews chapter 1 verse 8.
论到子却说神啊你的宝座是永永远远的。
Chapter 8 verse But about the Son, he says, Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever.
让我们提起我们的声音，提起我们的心，向神说，神啊，你的宝座是永永远远的。
Let's uplift our hearts and voices and say to God, Your throne lasts till forever.
当我读启示录的时候
When I read Revelation,
我有两个发现
I discover two things.
对我自己有重大的意义
It meant a great deal to me.
第一个发现
First,
就是天上的情况和地上的情况交互出现
is that the circumstances in heavens and earth they are intertwined
先出现天上的情况
the circumstances of the heaven appear first
然后给我们看见地上的景象
then it reflects the circumstances on earth
这样的交互出现
Such intertwining appearing.
天上地下
heaven,
天上地下
heaven and earth and appear with each other.
先看天上的情况
First, we look at the circumstances in heaven.
跟着出现地上的情况
And follows the circumstances on earth.
这个信息很清楚
The message is very clear.
就是要我们用天上的眼光来看地上的一切
It is to say, we should look at all the earthly things with a heavenly eye.
我在说用天上的眼光来看地上的一切。
I will say it again, we should look at all earthly things with a heavenly eye.
我的第二个发现
The second discovery,
就是在启示录的预言部分一开始的时候
is at the beginning of the prophecies in Revelation,
就看见那个最后的成全的景象。
I discovered the final authority.
这个时间调转过来
The time is reversed
先讲最后的成全
It first talked about the final authority
那个成全的景象的中心是宝座
And within the city there is throne and loyalty
使徒约翰先看见宝座
Apostle John first saw the throne
和宝座周围的一切
And all the things around it
然后才看见历史的进行
Then he saw the processions in history.
意思就是说,
it is to say,
先看见最后成功的保证,
first seeing the assurance of the final goal,
然后在宝座的亮光之中看历史的一切,
and then see all things under history under the enlightenment of throne.
这是我读启示录得到的两个最重要的信息。
These are the two important messages I discovered from Revelation.
我再说一次。
I will say it again.
用天上的眼光看地上的一切。
Look at all the earthly things through a heavenly eyesight.
用宝座的眼光看历史的一切。
Using the eyesight from the throne, look at all the things happening in history.
宝座两个字在启示录用了39次。
Revelation mentioned the word throne 39 times.
宝座，宝座，宝座。
Throne, throne, throne.
启示录的信息。
The message of Revelation
就是要宝座建立在我们心中。
Is to say that he wants the throne to be established within our hearts.
就是要宝座建立在我们的盼望中。
Having the throne established in our hopes.
让我们整个的思想观念都环绕神的宝座。
So our entire meditation will evolve around this throne.
这个时候，我们就满有喜乐。
When we have this, then we are joyful.
满有盼望。
We are filled with hope.
满有力量。
We are filled with strength.
我们能够走前面的道路。
Then we can walk on.
请大家翻到启示录。
Let's turn to Revelation.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
启示录第四章是预言部分的开始。
This chapter begins the prophecy.
你看一开始就看见了宝座。
See, at the beginning, we see the word throne.
使徒约翰听见了吹号的声音。
Apostle John heard the trumpet blast.
从天上临到他。
From heaven.
对他说，你来。
And said to him, you come.
我要指示给你看。
I will show you.
第二节。
Verse 2.
使徒约翰被圣灵感动。
At once, Apostle John was in the spirit.
就看见一个宝座。
Then he saw a throne.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
如果你我被圣灵感动,
if you're so inspired by the Holy Spirit,
我们就立刻看见宝座,
immediately you'll see this throne.
圣灵感动的第一个显示,
the first manifestation of the inspiration of the Holy
Spirit, 就是看见宝座,
is to see this throne.
这一个宝座安置在天上。
And this throne is established in heaven.
又有一位坐在宝座上。
And there's one who sat there.
感谢主。
Thank God.
这一个宝座周围有红。
And around this throne there's rainbow.
红代表慈爱。
Rainbow represents mercy.
红代表神的信实。
It represents his truthfulness.
神的慈爱信实环绕他的宝座。
And God's truthfulness and mercy surrounding his throne.
宝座代表权柄能力。
This throne represents authority and power.
神的能力是爱的能力。
God's power is the power of love.
神的宝座是信实的宝座。
His throne is the throne of truthfulness.
这是启示录预言部分一开始的时候的景象。
This is what appears at the beginning of the prophecy in the Revelation.
所以当我们打开启示录的时候，
So when we open this book, Revelation,
我们的心眼中第一件看见的就是宝座。
So the first thing appeared to us is the word throne.
第五章我们又看见。
And in chapter 5, we see again,
第一节,
verse 1,
再提到宝座,
again mention the word throne.
我看见坐宝座的,
I saw the one who sat on the throne.
又看见这一位坐宝座者的右手,
also the one who stands on his right hand side.
大家知道右手代表能力,
everyone knows the right hand side means power.
主伸出他的右手,
he raised up his right hand,
完全的能力,
the complete power,
在他的右手中有书卷,
in his right hand there's scroll,
这个书卷代表神的计划,
and the scroll represents his plan,
神用他的全能的右手完成他的计划,
God used his powerful right hand to complete his plan,
神的计划不能用其他的能力完成,
his plan cannot be completed by any other power.
人的能力不能完成神的计划。
Man cannot establish God's plan.
但是神的右手能够完成他一切的计划。
Only God's right hand can achieve his plan.
在哈巴谷书
in Habakkuk
三章四节
chapter 3 verse 4,
那里提到耶和华的手中有能力。
There it says,Jehovah's hand has power.
那个原能力的原文是脚，这个头上的脚。
The original word for power is the horn, the word horn.
在神的右手中有脚。
On God's right hand, there is horn.
脚代表能力。
Horn represents power.
在神的右手中有能力。
In his right hand, there is power.
他用这只手来掌握他的计划。
He used his hand to manage and establish his plan.
神的计划永不落空。
His plan will never be missed.
神的旨意永不归于突然。
And his plan shall always be established.
我们又看见。
We see again.
在这个第五章的意象里面。
In this vision in chapter 5.
有犹大支派的狮子在第五节。
In verse 5, there is this lion from the tribe of Judah.
犹大支派的狮子。
The lion of the tribe of Judah.
他也是大卫的根。
He's also the root of David.
这个大卫的根还有另外一种的讲法。
This root of David also symbolizes something else.
就是在路加福音第一章六十九节看见。
We see from Luke chapter 1 verse 69.
在那里说，拯救的脚在大卫的家里面起来。
It says there he has raised up the horn of salvation from the family of David.
耶稣基督是拯救的脚。
Jesus Christ is the horn of salvation.
我们在这里又看见脚。
We see again the word horn.
拯救的能力。
The power of salvation.
这福音是神的大能。
This gospel is the power of God.
要救一切相信的人。
It's to save all those who believe.
今天无论在什么地区里面。
Doesn't matter where you are.
甚至于受逼迫的地区里面。
Perhaps you receive persecutions there.
这福音仍然是神的大能。
This gospel is still the power of God.
要救一切相信的人。
To save all those who believe.
不但如此。
Not only that.
我们又看见另外一个角。
We see another horn.
不但是角，而且是七角。
Not only one, but seven.
第六节。
Verse 6.
我又看见宝座有四活物，并长老之中有羔羊站立。
Then I saw the Lamb looking as if it had been slain, standing in the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders.
像是被杀过的，有七角七眼，就是神的七灵，奉差遣往普天下去的。
He had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth.
这里说，圣灵就是羔羊头上的七角七眼。
And it says here, the Holy Spirit is the seven horns and seven eyes of the Lamb.
大家知道七角代表完全的能力。
We know that seven horns represent the thorough and complete power.
七代表完全。
Seven means completion.
角代表能力。
Horn means a power.
所以七角就是完全的能力。
Seven horns meaning the perfect power.
七眼就是完全的智慧。
Seven eyes meaning the perfect wisdom.
眼代表智慧。
Eyes meaning the wisdom.
圣灵有完全的能力和完全的智慧。
The Holy Spirit possesses the thorough, complete, and perfect wisdom and power.
能力和智慧配合在一起。
When you put power and wisdom together,
如果有能力而没有智慧，那是最危险。
If you have power without wisdom, that's very dangerous.
今天全世界的人都在怕。
Today, many people, all the people in the world are afraid.
怕盒子的武器在那些没有智慧的人手中掌握。
They're afraid that those nuclear weapons handled by those unwise people.
如果有一方面一时糊涂，发动了盒子的战争
，and just a simple negligence will cause an entire nuclear war.
全世界要毁灭
，entire world will be annihilated.
能力是重要
，power is crucial.
但是如果没有智慧，是可怕的。
But without wisdom, it's dangerous.
但是感谢主。
But thank God.
圣灵有完全的能力，又用完全的智慧来用这个完全的能力。
And the Holy Spirit possesses the perfect power and the wisdom.
好，我们看见神的右手中有脚。
We see in God's right hand there is horn.
我们看见耶稣基督是拯救的脚。
We see Jesus Christ being the horn of salvation.
我们又看见圣灵是七角七眼。
We see the Holy Spirit being the seven horns and seven eyes.
神的能力。
God's power.
基督的能力。
Jesus' power.
圣灵的能力。
Spirit's power.
还不止停止在这里。
They do not stop there.
我们下面又看见第四样的脚。
We see the fourth horn.
我们看下面的第八节。
Verse 8.
他既拿了书卷，四活物和二十四位长老就匍匐在羔羊面前，各拿着琴和盛满了香的金炉，这香就是众圣徒的祈祷。
And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints.
这里提到金香炉。
Here it talks about a golden bowl.
我们在出埃及记里面看见。
We see that in Exodus.
金香炉有四个角。
golden bowls have four horns.
代表祷告的能力。
It symbolizes the power of prayer.
我们的主为我们的代祷有能力。
Our Lord prays for us and he has power.
我们奉主的名的信心的祷告有能力。
Our prayers in the name of our Lord has power.
这个金香炉的烟升上去。
The incense of the golden bowls rises up.
这是属灵的能力。
This is the power of spirit.
这是第四种的角。
This is the fourth kind of horn.
还有第五个角。
And there's still the fifth.
我们看见下面提到第十节。
Let's continue to verse 10.
又叫他们成为国民做祭司归于神。
You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God.
这里提到那些属神的人。
It talks about those who belong to God.
他们是祭司。
They are priests.
他们把自己奉献给神。
They offer themselves to God.
在这个祭坛上。
On this altar.
有角。
There are horns.
出埃及记告诉我们。
Exodus tells us.
在祭坛的四个角上有角。
On the four corners of the altar, there are horns.
那代表基督的宝血的能力。
They represent the power of Jesus' blood.
也代表那些属基督的人把自己奉献在祭坛上的能力。
It also symbolizes the power of those who offer themselves onto the altar.
你看上面的第九节告诉我们。
Verse 9 tells us,
主是被杀的羔羊。
Jesus, the Lord, is the lamb slain.
他又是祭司。
He's also the priest.
他把自己献上。
He offered himself up.
然后做祭司。
Then became the priest.
他又是祭物，又是祭司。
It was the sacrifice as well as the priest.
我们也是一样。
We're the same.
我们把自己献上。
We offer ourselves up.
做祭物。
To be the sacrifice.
然后做属灵的祭司。
Then becoming the spiritual priest.
我们和主有同样的性质。
We have unity in Lord Jesus.
我们走在主的路上。
We walk the path of Christ.
主的祭坛有能力。
The Lord's altar has power.
我们把自己奉献上的时候也蛮有能力。
When we sacrifice ourselves on the altar, we also possess this power.
这是献身者的能力。
This is the power of those who offer.
最有能力的基督徒就是奉献的基督徒。
The most powerful Christians are the sacrificial Christians.
大家记得基甸和他的300勇士。
If you remember, Gideon and his 300 strong men.
他们带着角。
They brought themselves with horns.
他们又带了瓶子。
Also brought the bottles.
把瓶子打破的时候把火把拿出来。
When they broke the bottle, they took out the fire.
点起火把。
Lit the fire.
吹号角。
And blast the trumpet.
那个角就是信心的能力。
The horn represents the power.
如果没有信心，他们不敢吹角。
If they do not have faith, they dare not to blow the horn.
这300人进到敌人的阵营里面。
All these 300 men entered the enemy field.
他们知道敌人的数目远远的多过他们的人数。
They knew there are much more enemies than themselves.
如果没有信心，他们不敢吹角惊动大军。
Without faith, they dare not to blow horns.
因为一吹就等于说我们来了，你们来杀我们吧。
If they did, they were merely asking for trouble.
但是他们有信心。
But they have faith.
所以他们吹这个信心的角。
So they blew this horn of faith.
他们是奉献的人。
They were sacrificial people.
他们胜过了。 强大的敌军,
they surpass their enemies.
所以我们综合起来看见,
if we look everything together,
在这里我们看见神的国度建立,
we see the establishment of God's kingdom,
神的旨意成全,
the establishment of God's will,
神的计划成功,
achievement of God's plan.
在这一切之中,
under all these,
有这五个角,
there are five horns,
代表五种的能力,
symbolizes five kinds of power.
这五种的能力综合起来,
if we analyze everything together,
就是神建立他的永远的国度的要素。
This is the essential elements of his establishment of his kingdom.
第一神的右手的角,
the first, the horn on God's right hand.
第二我们看见主耶稣是拯救的角。
Second, we see Jesus Christ being the horn of salvation.
第三，我们看见圣灵是七角七眼。
Third, we see Holy Spirit being the seven horns, seven eyes.
我们又看见祷告的香炉的角。
Then we see the prayer from the golden bowl.
祷告不断发出能力。
The unceasing prayers emits power.
我们又看见那些把自己献在祭坛上的基督徒的能力的角。
We also see the horn of power from those who sacrifice themselves onto the altar.
这五样能力都是不可缺少的。We
must have all these of all five of these power.
如果我们没有神的右手,
if without God's right hand,
这个书卷的计划不能成全,
the plan in the scroll cannot be established.
结果呢只有哭,
then we can only weep.
你看第五节, 我们看见约翰原来在哭。
Verse 5, we see John was crying.
因为他看见那个书卷却以为没有人能够展开那个书卷。
Because he thought no one can open the scroll.
所以他哭。
So he was weeping.
如果神的计划不能成全呢，我们都要哭了。
If we cannot achieve God's plan, then we all have to weep.
因为我们的信仰落空了。
Because our faith had no good to us.
因为救恩有始无终。
Because we started the plan, but no conclusion.
那个书卷很大。
The scroll is very big.
要是神的计划很多。
There are many plans of God.
但是不能展开。
But we cannot establish them.
都要落空了。
Everything will be missed.
约翰在这里哭起来了。
John was weeping here.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
他在哭的时候
，while he was weeping，
天上有声音对他说
，A voice from heaven said to him，
约翰不要哭
，John do not cry，
不要哭
，do not cry，
你要看
，but see，
看那犹大支派中的狮子，他是拯救的脚。
But look， the lion of the tribe of Judah， he is the horn of salvation。
我们的主是得胜的狮子。
Our Lord is the triumphant lion.
他从死里复活,
he was raised from dead,
胜过了撒旦,
overcome Satan,
胜过了死亡,
conquered death,
胜过了罪恶,
conquered sin,
胜过了绝望,
overcame hopelessness.
他得胜以后,
after his victory,
他完成了神的计划,
he completed God's plan.
当约翰听见这个声音的时候,
after John heard this,
哎呀, 他心里想狮子。
He thought to himself, the lion.
他转身要看狮子。
So he turned around to look for a lion.
但是他转身的时候看见什么？
But what did he see when he turned around?
他看见的不是狮子。
He didn't see a lion.
他看见羔羊。
He saw a lamb.
被杀的羔羊。
A slain lamb.
他听见的是狮子。
He heard the word lion.
但是他看见的是羔羊。
But he saw the word saw lamb.
感谢神。
Thank God.
狮子就是羔羊，羔羊就是狮子。
Lion is.The lamb, lamb is the lion.
那个狮子的能力就在于那个羔羊的被杀。
The power of the lion depends on the slaying of the lamb.
神的羔羊因为软弱而被杀。
Because God's lamb was weak, so it was killed.
他所以软弱，因为他顺服神的旨意。
It was weak because he obeyed God's will.
他顺服的时候。
Well, in his obedience.
就被钉死在十字架上。
Was nailed onto the cross.
表面看他很软弱。
Everyone sees him as weak.
他不能够反抗。
He could not resist.
但是
，But
这个被杀的羔羊就成全了狮子的能力。
But this slain lamb became the power of the lion.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们的主的能力在于他的顺服的软弱。
The power of our Lord depends on his obedience and his weakness.
我们也是一样。
We are the same.
如果我们想有狮子的得胜的能力，
If we are to have the power of the lion,
我们必须先有顺服的软弱。
We must have the weaknesses of obedience.
我们顺服的时候，
Well, we obey.
人看我们软弱。
We are, in the sight of people, weak.
有的时候我们自己也感觉软弱。
A lot of times we feel weak ourselves.
但是就在这个软弱里面，
But in this weakness,
神的能力彰显。
God's power manifests itself.
所以这是主的路，也是我们的路。
This is God's path as well as ours.
从软弱到刚强。
From weaknesses to strong.
从顺服到得胜。
From obediences to victories.
在这个被杀的羔羊的头上。
On the head of this slain lamb.
有圣灵的七角七眼。
There are four eyes, seven eyes and seven horns.
换句话来说。
In other words.
圣灵是传福音的军师也是传福音的战队军队
The Holy Spirit is a consultant for preaching the gospel as well as the army of preaching the gospel
智慧代表他的战略
Wisdom represents its strategies
脚代表他的实际的工作的能力
The horns represent the power that put everything into reality
在福音的工作里面
In the work of the gospel,
在基督的国度的扩展里面
in the development of the kingdom of our Lord,
我们有战略
we have strategies,
就是圣灵的智慧
which is the wisdom of the Holy Spirit,
他用他的完全的战略来指挥我们
he directs us with his perfect strategies,
我们又有圣灵的实际工作的能力
we also have this realistic power from the Holy Spirit,
有战略再加上部队
from strategies to armies,
我们就完全得胜
then we are completely and thoroughly victorious.
圣灵是我们的传福音的圣工的创始成终者。
Holy Spirit is the beginning and the concluder of our faith.
就好像耶稣基督是我们信心的创始成终者一样。
Just like Jesus being the initiator and the conclusion of our faith.
你看这里说圣灵是怎么样的一位呢？
How does the Holy Spirit establish itself?
你看第六节末了一句。
Verse 6 at the end.
奉差遣往普天下去。
It was sent out to all the earth.
这是圣灵工作的方向。
This is the direction of the Holy Spirit's work.
神差遣他到世上来是往普天下去。
God dispatched the Holy Spirit to go to the all corners of the earth.
圣灵的方向就是向外向外向外。
The direction of the Holy Spirit is to extend itself and develop itself.
圣灵把福音带到普天下到地极去。
The Holy Spirit goes toward the all corners of the earth.
我们要记得这是圣灵的方向。
We have to know this is the direction of the Holy Spirit.
如果我们要支取圣灵的能力，我们必须与圣灵的方向合作。
If we were to draw power from the Holy Spirit, we have to correspond with the direction of the Holy Spirit.
如果我们想得圣灵的能力，却与圣灵的方向相反。
But if we go toward the opposite direction as the Holy Spirit,
我们永远不能够与圣灵同工。
We can never co-work with the Holy Spirit.
我们不能够接受圣灵的能力。
We cannot receive the power from the Holy Spirit.
圣灵向外。
The Holy Spirit goes outward.
永远向外。
Always goes outward.
是外向的。
It's an extrovert.
把福音带出去，带出去。
Always bring the gospel outward.
把神恩典带出去，带出去。
Bring the blessing of the gospel outward.
把神的旨意带出去，完成。
Brought God's will outward and complete them.
如果一个基督徒是闭门的，
if a Christian just closes door,
是内向的，
is an introvert,
单单管自己，
just care things about himself,
单单顾自己，要自己。
Just care about himself.
不关心别人，
doesn't care about others.
不关心灵魂的得救，
doesn't care about the salvation of souls.
不关心国度的扩展，
doesn't care about development of the kingdom.
他不是圣灵充满的人。
He is not filled with the Holy Spirit.
如果一个教会说，
let's look at the church.
哦，这个教会是圣灵充满。
A church is filled with the Holy Spirit.
但是是内向的，是关门的。
But yet this church is closed. It's closed door to themselves.
只顾自己，不顾过别人的得救。
Care just about ourselves, but not others.
忘记了基督的大使命。
Forgot the great commission of Christ.
只求自己的满足好处。
Just to look at the gains of ourselves.
我们永远信不下去，那个教会是圣灵充满的。
It's very hard for us to believe that this church is filled with spirit.
让我们记得，
let's remember
神的七灵，
God's seventh spirit.
它有一个永远不变的方向。
There's an eternal direction.
就是充满我们以后流出去。
It's after he filled us, flow outward.
他奉差遣往普天下去。
It was dispatched to go into all corners of the earth.
如果我们要享受圣灵的能力，
if we were to enjoy the power of the Holy Spirit,
我们必须与圣灵同行。
We have to walk and work with the Holy Spirit.
我们要向外看。
We have to look outward.
我们的一切的努力要有一个外向的发展。
Make every effort to go toward outward.
求神帮助我们支取这五种的能力。
And may God help us to draw from the power of all these five horns.
末了的两样就是我们的祷告和我们的奉献。
Second to last two things are our prayers and our sacrifices.
我们祷告的时候就有能力。
When we pray, we have power.
我们不祷告的时候，我们就没有能力。
When we do not pray, we lack power.
我们有奉献心智的时候就有能力。
When we sacrifice our hearts, then we receive power.
什么时候我们收回奉献的时候，我们就失去能力。
When we withdraw our offering, we lose this power.
奉献不是一个点。
Offering is not a point.
奉献是一条线。
It's a line.
换句话说，奉献不是一次过的，奉献是一条路，我们继续走在上面。
It is to say, offering is not discrete, but it's a line, it's continuous.
我们一次奉献，不可能，不一定是永远奉献。
We offer ourselves once, it cannot be eternal.
有的人曾经奉献过。
Some of you may have offered yourself before.
但是后来失去奉献的身份和地位。
But you lost your identity of commitment.
奉献是一条路。
Commitment is a road.
当我们觉知奉献的时候，不过是起点。
When we commit ourselves, it was just the beginning.
我还没有每天每天走在这条奉献的路上。
We still have to abide to the path of this commitment.
这就是活祭的意思。
This is what living sacrifice means.
实际一次过。
实际是一次过的。It's done once for all. This is done once and for all.
但是活祭呢是每天每天活，为主活，为主活，为主活。
But living sacrifices is done in your daily living.
是一生之久。
And with your whole life.
感谢主。
We thank God.
我们看见
sacrificial people have power.
但愿我们这些蒙恩的人是奉献的人。
May we all who receive grace are those who commit ourselves.
成为神的国度的扩展的能力。
Become the power of the development of the kingdom.
一个真正奉献的人才会真正祷告。
A genuine, sacrificial person can truly pray.
一个没有真奉献的人，他的祷告是敷衍了事。
An unsacrificial Christian can only give up prayers in a casual way.
他有祷告的外形。
He has the appearance of prayers.
却没有祷告的实意
but not the reality of prayer.
只有一个把自己摆在祭坛上的人才会经常的祷告。
Only the one who really places himself onto the altar can truly pray.
弟兄姊妹们
dear brothers and sisters,
让我们吹起我们信心的脚。
Let's blow this faith, the horns of our faith.
虽然有许多的困难。
Oh, despite of all difficulties,
我们仍然凭信心刚强的把脚声吹起来。
Let's blow this horn of faith.
那个声音说耶和华和基甸的道。
The voice says, Jehovah Gideon.
好，我们现在看天国的国度的另外一个性质。
Let's look at another nature of the kingdom of God.
罗马书。
Romans.
第十四章。
Chapter 14.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
罗马书十四章十七节。
Romans chapter 14, verse 17.
因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义。和平并圣灵中的喜乐
For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking but of righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit
当时以色列人在他们的信仰中就是犹太教里面很注意吃喝
At the time the Israelite religion emphasized a great deal on eating and drinking
什么能吃什么不能吃
What is edible and what is not
什么能喝什么不能喝
What is drinkable and what is not
但是保罗说
，The Paul says，
吃什么喝什么，不吃什么不喝什么，不能构成神的国。
Whatever it doesn't matter what you eat, it does not constitute the kingdom of God.
神的国不在乎吃喝
，God's kingdom is not depend upon eating and drinking.
只在乎公义、和平和圣灵中的喜乐。
But of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
这里提到三样
，He mentioned three things here.
这是国度的本质。
These are the nature of the kingdom.
这是圣灵感动保罗讲的话。
This is what Paul said under the inspiration of the Spirit.
这是非常的重要。
Very crucial.
第一
First,
国度是公义。
Kingdom is righteousness.
义就是神的本性。
Righteousness is the nature of God.
凡是符合神本性的都是义。
Everything that corresponds to this nature is God's righteousness.
在神的国度里面充满了他的本性的表现。
Within his kingdom, it is full of manifestation of his nature.
感谢赞美主。
Thank God.
在他的国度里面没有一样的事物是与神的本性冲突的。
In his kingdom, nothing opposes to his characters.
在彼得后书第一章给我们看见。
In 2 Peter chapter 1 tells us,
神给我们一个极大的宝贵的应许。
God gave us a very precious promise.
就是脱离从肉体来的败坏。
It's to escape from the depravement of the flesh.
得以与神的性情有份。
That we have a part in God's nature.
一方面脱离败坏。
On the one hand, escape the immorality.
另外一方面与神的性情有份。
On the other hand, having a portion in God's nature.
越来越充满神的性情。
Filled with God's nature.
越来越和神的性情合而为一。
And to have unity in God's nature.
在国度里面。
In this kingdom.
我们脱离了败坏。
We escape the immorality.
我们充满了神的性情。
We're filled with God's character.
那是何等的美好。
How wonderful it is.
还有和平。
And peace.
和平也就是平安。
Peace is also rest.
在我想英文很难了哈，中文可以说和平平安，但英文就是 peace, peace, peace. 在我们看保罗讲一句话。
We see what Paul says.
你看保罗说啊，我们祷告祷告祷告的果效就是平安，这个平安多么重要。我们看腓立比书第四章。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 4, when Paul says the consequence of prayers is peace.
我们看第六节第七节。
Chapter 4, verse 6 and 7.
腓立比书第四章六节七节。应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告祈求和感谢。将你们所要的告诉神当我们这样祷告以后
And chapter 4 verse 6 Do not be anxious about anything but in everything but by prayer and petition and with thanksgiving present your requests to God. After our prayer,
我们得到什么?
What do we get?
第七节,
Verse 7.
神说赐。And 神听我们的祷告就赐给我们什么呢?出人意外的平安。
And after he heard our prayers, what did he grant us? It's unexpected peace.
我们求求求求,结果神给我们平安。
We begged and begged and begged, and finally he granted us peace.
由此可见平安是很重要。
We see that peace is very important then.
平安代表什么?
What does the peace mean to us?
平安代表我们神和人和神之间这个美好的关系。
It represents a wonderful fellowship between God and us.
我们和神再没有冲突了。
We have no opposition with God. We're not against God anymore. We're not rejected children of God. We work with and we care for the Holy Spirit, and which means life and peace. We understand God's will. We have unity with God's intention. Filled with peace.
我们和别人的关系是平安。
Our relationship with others is also peaceful.
我们爱弟兄姊妹。
We love brothers and sisters.
我们和睦。
We have peace.
我们保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Preserve this unity in the Holy Spirit.
所以我们和神之间充满了平安，和人之间充满了平安。
We have peace with God, with man.
我们自己里面充满了平安。
And we have peace with ourselves.
我们和自己和好。
We reconcile with ourselves.
我们良心无愧。
We have no blame inside.
那个福气多么大。
Such a wonderful blessing.
所以平安就代表我们与神的好关系，与人的好关系，和自己的好关系。
So peace represents a good relationship with God, with man, and with yourself.
我们祷告祈求，祷告祈求，感谢这样做的时候，神就把这个超过人意想之外的平安充满我们的心怀意念。
After our continuous and unceasing prayers and thanksgivings, God grants us this unexpected peace filled within our hearts.
在神的国度里面,
within this God's kingdom,
就是满有这样的平安,
is filled with this kind of peace.
还有,
furthermore,
圣灵中的喜乐,
the joy of the Holy Spirit.
感谢神,
thank God.
在神的国度里面不单单有公义,
not only righteousness exists in the kingdom of God.
如果有单单有公义, 我们还不满足。
If we have just righteousness, we're not satisfied.
如果单有公义没有喜乐，我们敬而远之。
Righteousness without joy, we probably avoid it.
我们心里说，主啊，你这个地方很好，你的国度很好，有公义，很好很好，但是我怕去。
You'll say to the Lord, well, you have righteousness there, it's all very good, but I'm really scared to go there.
我们都不想去一个没有喜乐的地方，对不对?
We don't want to go into a place where there's no joy.
一个没有喜乐的地方是干巴巴的地方。
A joyless place is very boring.
不管多么正直。
Doesn't matter how righteous you are.
不管多么公义。
Doesn't matter how good you are.
哎，我们觉得不满足。
We're not satisfied.
我们有一个很大的需要是喜乐。
We have this great need to be joyful.
感谢神。
Thank God.
在他的国度里面
In his kingdom
不但有公义
Not only righteousness
也有喜乐
But also joy
而且从圣灵来的喜乐
But this joy from the Holy Spirit
神是喜乐神
God is a joyful God
诗篇四十二篇
Psalms chapter 42
当我读到那的时候
When I got to that place
我的内心得到很大的帮助
I was greatly touched
诗人说
The psalmist said,
我要到我最喜乐的神那里去。
I want to go to the joyful Lord.
我要到我最喜乐的神那里去。我们的神是喜乐的神。
I want to go to this Lord because our Lord is a joyful Lord.
圣灵结九样果子。
And the Holy Spirit bear nine fruits.
第一
First,
仁爱。
仁爱 Love.
那是很自然的。
It's a natural thing.
爱当然第一。
Love comes first.
那么神是爱，所以当然爱第一了。
And because God loves us, so love comes first.
但是第二呢
？What's second?
第二是什么
？What's second?
喜乐
，joy.
第二就是喜乐
，joy comes second.
哎，有人说啊，你不能把这个九样果子的先后的次序哎讲得太重要了。那个次序不要紧。
Perhaps you say, well, the priority, the order doesn't really matter that much.
不错，这个话有道理。
That's true.
但是。保罗讲圣灵的果子的时候讲完爱就讲喜乐我想这不是偶然
But I don't think it's quite accidental when Paul mentioned after love the word joy
我想在保罗的心中喜乐很重要
I think to Paul joy is a very crucial element
圣灵的果子
The fruits of the Holy Spirit
仁爱喜乐
Love, joy
圣灵充满时候
When you're filled with the Holy Spirit
有喜乐
You have joy.
你看使徒行传。
Let's look at Acts.
十三章。
Chapter 13.
五十二节。
Verse
52. 在那里提到当门徒传福音受逼迫的时候。
And it talks about when apostles were preaching the gospel and was encountering persecution.
圣灵充满他们。
Holy Spirit filled them.
结果是什么？表现是什么？
What was their response?
他们充满喜乐。
They were filled with joy.
圣灵充满的时候，他们就被喜乐充满。
When they were filled with the Holy Spirit, they were filled with joy.
圣灵的充满常常带来喜乐。
The fulfillment of the Holy Spirit often brings forth joy.
你看主自己的经验。
Let's look at the Lord's experience.
路加福音。
Luke.
十章。二十八节。
Chapter 10, verse 28.
在那里我们看见。
We see there,
主耶稣被圣灵感动。
Jesus Christ was moved by the Spirit.
就欢乐起来。
And he was joyful.
被圣灵感动就欢乐起来。
He was moved by the Spirit and became joyful.
当时是什么情形呢?
What was the occasion then?
当时他面对一些不肯接受他的恩典的人,不肯接受他的天国信息的人。
He was confronted with all those who do not want to receive God's grace and God's kingdom.
但是正在这个不顺利的时候,
But in these circumstances,
这个工作困难的时候,
when the ministry becomes difficult,
他被圣灵感动,
he was inspired by the Spirit.
他就欢乐起来说,
he became joyous and said,
父啊天地的主,
O Father, the Lord of heaven and earth,
我要感谢你,
I want to thank you.
圣灵充满的时候
When the fulfillment of Holy Spirit comes
不管环境如何
Despite of where you are
我们充满喜乐
You're filled with the joy
我们说父啊我感谢你
You say Father I thank you
父啊你是天地的主
Father you're the Lord of heavens and earth
你是宇宙的主
You're the Lord of universe
你是历史的主
You're the Lord of history
你也是我人生的主
You're also the Lord of my life
你是大事的主
You're the Lord ofGreat things.
你也是小事的主。
You are also the Lord of small things.
你是一切一切的主。
You are the Lord of everything.
我要感谢你。
I want to thank you.
不管我现在的环境如何。
Despite of my circumstances.
不管我的遭遇如何。
Despite of my encounters.
父啊，我要感谢你。
Oh, Father, I want to thank you.
这是圣灵充满的结果。
This is the consequences of the fulfillment of the Holy Spirit.
欢乐。
Joy.
一个欢乐的人是有力量的人。
A joyful person is a person with power.
你看尼希米书第八章第十节。
Let's look at Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10.
我们很熟悉的一节圣经。
A very familiar verse.
尼希米这样说。
Nehemiah said,
以色列的弟兄姊妹们，那你们不要难过。
Israel brothers, do not worry.
因为依靠耶和华而得的喜乐是我们的力量。
Because the joy coming from trusting our Lord Jehovah is our power.
喜乐是力量。
Joy is our power.
喜乐是力量。
Joy is power.
在以赛亚书里面说喜乐有。
In Isaiah it says, joy is an oil.
喜乐滋润我们的心。
It lubricates our heart.
还有一节圣经很宝贵，我常常想到。
There's also another precious verse.
在这个腓立比书第一章第十一节。十一节。
In Colossians chapter 1 verse 11.
在那里说凡事欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容。
Being strengthened with all power according to glory's might so that you may have great endurance and patience and joyfully.
忍耐宽容不容易。
It's hard to be patient and joyful.
如果容易的话就不需要忍耐。
If it's easy, then you don't have to be patient.
如果容易的话就不需要宽容。
If it's easy, you don't have to be forgiving.
不容易。
Not easy.
不容易做到。
It's hard to do.
但是保罗说你们欢欢喜喜地这样做。
But Paul says, joyfully do all these things.
我们在侍奉的时候。
When we serve.
有很多问题。
We meet many problems.
也许你如果越热心你问题越多。
The more zealous you are, the more problems you have.
你越认真难处越多。
When you're truly fervent about it and you have many difficulties.
你马马虎虎的没有问题。
If you do things very casually, you don't have problems.
你随随便便的无所谓，一点难处也没有。
You won't have problems if you really don't care.
你见风使舵，那就一点问题也没有。
If you follow other people's things, it doesn't really matter.
但是如果你一生的旨意为主。
But if your heart is for the Lord.
但是你要拿起那个苦杯的时候。
When you pick up this cup,
你心里有喜乐吗?
Do you have joy?
保罗就对这个针对这个问题。
Paul is referring to this point.
欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容。
Be patient and endure joyfully.
啊，我们的侍奉里面如果有喜乐。
Well, if we have joy in our service,
我们的主很欣赏。
And Lord will appreciate it.
如果我们是勉勉强强侍奉。
If we are serving in under force,
忧忧愁愁侍奉。
We serve in sad shape.
不得已侍奉。
We serve because we have no choice.
无可奈何侍奉。
We serve because we have no other choice.
我想神很难悦纳。
It's very hard to be accepted to the Lord.
神会说，孩子，你侍奉我不错，但是你这个态度我很难受。
Lord will probably say, well, child, the service is very good, but the attitude is very hard to take.
你到底侍奉谁呀？
Who are you serving anyway?
哎呀，我们的主不满足。
Our Lord will not be satisfied.
什么时候我们的侍奉里面有喜乐？
Whenever we have joy in our service,
哎呀，我们的主就满足。
And our Lord will be satisfied.
喜乐是力量。
Joy is power.
你说喜乐做的才是你真爱做的。
If you done so in joy, then you're truthfully done doing it.
有的人呢？这个发愤忘食，睡觉减少，吃也减少，但是很快乐。
Some people work so hard they forgot to eat, forgot to sleep, and but they are joyful.
因为他做他欢喜做的事。
Because they're doing what they like to do.
说有没有喜乐，就表明这个人爱不爱做那件事。
So whether a person has joy, it shows whether the person likes to do the thing or not.
如果我们爱主
，If we love our Lord,
我们就以主为乐。
And we are we're joyful because of our Lord.
如果我们爱主
，if we love our Lord,
我们就以主的工作为乐。
We have joy when we have service towards.
困难也好
，well maybe we have problems.
有问题也好
，we have difficulties.
有打击也好
，we have blows from outside.
只要是为主
，but as long as it is for the Lord,
我们就欢欢喜喜去做。
Let's do them in joy.
保罗说，我们以神为乐，那是他讲的一段真理的高峰。
Paul says, let's see our Lord as our joy. This is his truth, of the pinnacle of his truth. Romans chapter 5, verse 1-11.
第一节将欢欢喜喜站在这个盼望中。
Verse 1 says, be joyful standing in this hope.
那是开始。
This is the beginning.
到了十一节，以神为乐。
And verse 11 says, see your Lord as your joy.
那是高峰。
This is the pinnacle.
哎呀，这个过程。是个喜乐的过程。
This process is a path of joy.
就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的。
In agony, in sufferings, you're still joyful.
感谢主。
Thank God.
如果不是圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们心里，我们就不可能这样。
Without spirits outpouring into our hearts, we're not willing to do this.
神的爱。
God's love.
又加上圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
With Holy Spirit outpouring into our hearts.
最后我们就到了一个以神为乐的地步。
Then we come to an extent that we see our Lord as our joy.
大卫说，耶和华，你是我杯中的分。
David says, O Jehovah, you are the portion of my cup.
那个杯是什么杯？
What is this cup then?
坦白讲就是酒杯。
Honestly, the cup of wine.
大卫说，神啊，你就是我酒杯里的分。
David says, you are a portion of my drinking liquor cup.
他的意思就是说，
He means,
世上的人喝酒就满足了。
People of the world, they're satisfied by drinking liquor.
他说我的酒就是神。
But my liquor is my Lord.
神是我杯中的分，就是我的喜乐。
God is the portion of my cup, which is my joy.
大卫，他的属灵的容量很大。
David's spiritual capacity is big.
感谢主。
Thank God.
那是大卫的最大的优点。
This is David's strong point.
大卫爱神。
David loves God.
他接受神的爱。
He received God's love.
他又回报神的爱。
He also responds.
他跌倒过。
He fell once.
但是他回头以后。
But after he turned back.
他回头以后，他更加进步。
He went further ahead after he turned back.
当他想到他的犯罪让神的心破碎的时候，他自己的心就破碎了。我们在诗篇五十一篇看见。
When he was sinning and he broke God's heart, and when he saw this, his heart was broken, and we can tell from Psalms 51.
所以他说，神啊，忧伤痛悔的心，破碎的灵，你必不轻看。
He says, Oh God, you will not take lightly of the contrite heart and the broken spirit.
现在他的心破碎了。
Now his heart was broken.
因为他看见神的心破碎。
Because he saw God's heart was broken.
这件事证明他对神的爱。
This assures that he has love toward God.
有很多的人说，大卫也跌倒过，所以我跌倒算什么？
Some say, well, if David fell, well, what does it do? It doesn't really matter if I fall.
他再不提大卫的 破碎的心，他不提。
But he doesn't mention about the broken heart and contriteful heart of David.
大卫跌倒过。
David fell once.
不错。
That's right.
但是他破碎。
But he was broken.
认罪悔改。
He confessed and repented.
起来。
He stood up again.
我们呢？
What do we do?
我们如果要学大卫，要学得完全。
If we would like to follow David, we should do it completely.
魔鬼说学大卫学一半。
Satan says, well, just follow David to half.
圣灵说你要忧伤痛悔的心。
Spirit says you have to have a contriteful and repentful heart.
神的国不在乎言语。
God's kingdom is not a matter of talk.
不在乎吃喝。
It's not a matter of eating or drinking.
不在乎这外表的一切。
It's not a matter of outer appearances.
不在乎意识。
It does not matter of the world.
不在乎外面的空壳。
It doesn't really matter of the outside shell.
只在乎公义、和平并圣灵中的喜乐。
But God's kingdom is a matter of righteousness, joy in the Holy Spirit and peace.
求主把他的义充满在我们里面。
May he fill his righteousness toward us.
求主把他的平安充满在我们里面。
May he fulfill us with his peace.
求主把圣灵中的喜乐充满在我们里面。
May he grant us with his joy.
还有国度的第六个性质。
The sixth character of this kingdom.
这是我要提的最后一个。
And also the last one this morning.
我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Let's turn to the First Thessalonians.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
帖前二章十二节。
First Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 12.
要叫你们行事对得起那召你们进他国得他荣耀的神。
Encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God who calls you into his kingdom and glory.
这里把国和荣耀连在一起。
Over here, he put kingdom and glory together.
神的国度是荣耀的国度。
God's kingdom is a glorious kingdom.
神带领我们进入他的国的荣耀。
God brought us into the glory of his kingdom.
今天早上有人问我。
This morning someone asked me.
到底得救和进国度是一件事呢还是两件事呢？
Is salvation the same as entering the kingdom?
我曾经用两个礼拜的时间查考圣经要解答这个问题。
I spent 2 weeks delving into the Bible to study this question.
我自己也有这个问题。
I also had the same question.
我就把所有关于国度的经文都看。
So look through all the passages concerning the kingdom.
把所有得救的经文都看。
I read through all the passages concerning salvation. 2 weeks.
做个比较。
I spent the time for comparison.
得到一个结论。
At a conclusion,
得救和进国度是一回事。
Salvation is the same as entering into the kingdom.
一个证明就够了。
One illustration is sufficient.
昨天晚上我们看了那个国度的比喻，恩典的原则。
Last night we studied the principle of grace from parable.
马太福音二十二章。
Matthew chapter 22.
天国好像国王为他的孩子结婚，摆设筵席。
The kingdom of heaven is like the king preparing a feast for his son's marriage.
所有的人都邀请来了。
He invited all men.
凡愿意来的就来。
Whoever wills to come, come.
来的人都配了。
Everyone's invited.
都穿着国王预备的礼服。
They all wore the garments as guests.
他们都到国度的筵席上。
They entered into the feast of king.
都是恩典。
All grace.
原来都不配，现在蒙恩了。
They were all unworthy of this, but now they all received grace.
所以进国度和得救是一件事。
Entering into the kingdom is thus the same as salvation.
不是两件事。
Not two.
但是。
But.
在保罗和主讲到国度的时候，
When Paul talks about this kingdom,
在他们的心目中有个焦点，
in his heart there is a focus,
就是国度的那个王位，
is the kingship of this kingdom,
就是国度的荣耀，
which is the glory of this kingdom.
我们进国度有一个最终的目标是得荣耀，是与主一同做王。
The ultimate goal of entering into the kingdom is to reign with our Lord.
这是信息的中心。
This is the focus of the message.
这是信息的重心。
This is the center of the focus.
这是圣灵要我们体会的。
This is something the Spirit wants us to understand.
我们想到国度的时候，
Whenever we think of the kingdom,
我们想到永远的荣耀，
we think of the eternal glory.
当保罗和其他的使徒讲到国度的时候，
When Paul and other apostles mentioned the kingdom,
他们想到冠冕，
They thought about the outward things.
雅各提到生命的冠冕。
James talked about the crown of life.
彼得提到荣耀的冠冕。
Peter talked about the crown of glory.
保罗提到公义的冠冕。
And Paul talks about the crown of righteousness.
和不朽坏的冠冕。
A crown that will not go away.
这些都是他们的目标。
These are their ultimate goals.
保罗说。
But Paul says,
我忘记背后。
I will not look back.
努力面前。
But strike forward.
向着标杆直跑。
Look, run toward this goal.
要得神在耶稣基督里从上面照我来得的奖赏。
To receive the reward through Jesus Christ.
保罗的心，他的眼睛，他的注意是注定在奖赏上。
Paul fixed his eyes and heart onto this reward.
四种的冠冕。
Four concepts.
生命的冠冕。
The crowns of life.
为什么人预备呢？
Why are they prepared for man?
雅各书一章十二节。
James chapter 1 verse 12.
人受试探的人是有福的。
You're blessed if you went through trials.
因为他受过试验以后。
Because after the trials,
彼得生命的冠冕就是神为那些爱他的人预备。
One shall receive the crown of life which is prepared by God for those who love him.
胜过试探得生命的冠冕。
Overcoming trials to receive this crown of life.
还有不朽坏的冠冕。
Also the imperishable crown.
哥林多前书九章二十六到二十九节。
First Corinthians chapter 9 verse 26 to 29.
在那里保罗提到传福音的赛跑。
It talks about the race of spreading the gospel.
谈到传福音的斗拳。
It talks about the fight in the gospel.
我们在传福音上努力的可以得不朽坏的冠冕。
If we make every effort in the spreading of gospel, we shall receive this imperishable crown.
彼得前书第五章。
First Peter chapter 5.
使徒彼得提到那些做别人的榜样的人可以得荣耀的冠冕。
And Peter says, those who exemplify themselves shall receive the glorious crown.
还有最后第四样。
And lastly, the fourth crown.
还是保罗说的。
Also Paul mentioned.
提摩太后书四章八节。
Second Timothy chapter 4 verse 8.
那些爱慕主再来的人。
Those who long for his coming again
他们要得公义的冠冕
shall receive the crown of righteousness
那些预备好了
those who are prepared
爱慕等候主再来的人
those who long and wait for his coming
他们要得公义的冠冕
and they shall receive the crown of righteousness
生命的冠冕
the crown of life
不朽坏的冠冕
the imperishable crown
荣耀的冠冕
the glorious crown
公义的冠冕
The righteous crown.
这些都是赏赐。
All these are rewards.
在荣耀的国度里面等候那些追求的人。
And wait and given to those who long and wait for this glory of kingdom.
所以我们想到国度的真理的时候。
So whenever we think about the truth of the kingdom.
千万不要忘记主的心。
Let's not forget Jesus' heart.
不要忘记这个国度真理的焦点。
Let's not forget the focus of this message.
不是仅仅的救。
It's not merely to be saved.
乃是得荣耀得赏赐。
But to receive glory and rewards.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
恩主，我们满心感谢赞美你，因为你不但拯救我们，也为我们预备了荣耀的国度，各样的生命的赏赐。当我们在生命上长进的时候，成熟的时候，结果的时候，我们就必然得到生命的赏赐。主啊，我们感谢你，你为爱你的人所预备的，是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的，只有圣灵向我们显明出来。主啊，我们恳求你，让圣灵充满我们的心，让我们真实看见这些隐藏的事，让我们好像使徒约翰被圣灵感动的时候，他就看见宝座。主啊，我们真是愿意看见你的宝座在宇宙的中心。我们知道，凡是出于你的都不落空，凡是为你的都不落空。这世上的一切都要过去，但是遵循神旨意的人必永远长存。主啊，多少时候我们的心容易被这个世界占据、充满、夺去。我们贪恋这个世界上的一切，我们觉得宝贵，我们的眼睛注定在这个世界的部分上。主啊，求你，求你使我们看见，再一次真正的看见你的国度的荣耀。主，你求你救我们脱离一座一勺，不为了那一碗的红豆汤出卖了长子的名分。主，我们周围